أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تزد الظالمين إلا ضلالا. مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا فلم يجدوا لهم من دون الله أنصارا. In the previous ayat we read where Nuh alayhi salatu was salam complained to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that he invited the people so much to Allah ta'ala, but they just kept on in how much he invited them, so much they disobeyed him, and that they just increased all the time their wealth and the money that they had, increased them in the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they plotted very greatly against him. And also that the leader type of people who were amongst them warned all the generations afterwards that never give up the idol worship which your forefathers were doing. So yeah, a little bit of this history is very important for us to know, that Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, who came after Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and always gave dars, gave bayans, explained to the people the oneness of Allah, worshipping Allah. And for 10 generations there was only obedience, there was only the oneness, tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he had 5 particular students who were very, very great. And these were this, on the same names, this idol's names were kept also. Wad, Su'a, Yahuth, Ya'uq, Nasra. They were great students of Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. Very, very extremely pious. Whatever du'as they made, they used to be accepted readily. But then Shaitan came and he put this into their minds, that how were these people amongst you? How did you find them? They said they were great, great buzurgs, very pious people. Whatever du'as they made were readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. They said, now they have passed away. How are you going to remember them? So make photos of them, make pictures out of them. So they made pictures out of them and they did not worship them at all. They only made the pictures just to remind them, and so that the progeny of later times can also remember them. Then afterwards Shaitan came and he put it further and he said, these pictures will wither away, will get finished. You'd rather make some idols out of them, make some statues out of them, and that will be solid. Gradually he made them, made those idols, the statues of very expensive things, of gold, silver, studded with pearls and diamonds, etc. And these then became actual idols. And now they thought that these were those pious people who used to worship Allah, that in the generations of later times also went out. And now Shaitan put it in their minds that these are the idols that you have to worship, and these are the idols that will see to all your needs and necessities. That is where idol worship had started. So therefore it is very important that a person must be on his guard with regard to this. And especially having photos, etc., of pious people, and looking at those pictures with great respect is a very, very dangerous thing. And more worse, if our children also see that we are looking at this picture, there are certain photos of our buzurgs that have been also circulated, of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, of other great buzurgs. These are extremely dangerous, and their hurmat, their haram is even more greater, because then people of later times won't only say these were very pious people, but they will start worshipping them also. So therefore a person has to be, we have to be very greatly on our guard with regard, we have to be on our guard with regard to all these things. And therefore Shariat has made it totally haram, these things. Anything that can lead towards shirk, Shariat has made that also haram. Because one generation, they understand, they knew, and they didn't go over the limits. But and also we must not think that how will this happen over the generations, these changes take place. So we should be very careful with regard to that. Further, وَقَدْ أَظَلُّوا كَثِيرًا. And then the leader type of people, or بِحْكَادِيَا بُحَوْتُكُ, they misguided lot of people. And they told the people that don't follow Nuh alayhi salam, this old man, he's gone senile, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You carry on doing what your forefathers were doing, and you carry on worshipping the idols. So, yeah, it's another great lesson for us to learn, that especially those people who are in leadership positions, whether it is the head of the family, whether it's a father and a mother, the one who has got more authority over the children, etc., of the community, of anyone, people who people look up to and respect, if they are misguiding people, then that is also a very dangerous thing, and they tell the people not to follow the right things, carry on doing the wrong things, bid'at, etc., which our forefathers were engaged in. There are many people who write, who in their will also they write, and on their deathbed also they say that carry on with all the tija, chaliswa, whatever we used to be doing, you must carry on and you must do it for me also. And further, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا. And do not increase or do na ziyada karna bi insafuko magar bhatakna, and don't increase these wrong doers except in misguidance. In other words, misguide them even further. Let them commit even more gunas. And this was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. After they made so much effort on their people, and those people did not believe, then this dua, bad-dua also came out from their tongues. Oh Allah, let them not come into guidance into any way, so that your adab can increase more and more for them. The more gunas they commit, the more your adab will be for them. And this is a very serious situation. And this is that a person does not get inclined towards deen in the least, or in the proper deen. Either he will be involved in all innovations, in wrong things, etc., or he will just be out of deen completely and doing wrong things. And this is a dangerous situation which we must check ourselves also, that are we, for our families, we don't want them to wear parda, for example, whether it's a wife, the daughters, we don't want them to keep beards, etc., sunnah dress, and we stress on these things. Or people who are of the Ahl Bid'at, they want all that bid'at to carry on all the time. So that is a dangerous thing. And one, the way out which Allah has kept for us, which we must watch ourselves and try and bring it and be sure we are doing it, is tawbah and istighfar. If a person is doing wrong and no tawbah istighfar in his life, in fact he is convinced what I'm doing is the right thing, the direction I'm giving to my children, that is the correct direction, but in fact he's giving them the wrong direction, and so he doesn't make tawbah istighfar. In the same way, any type of bid'at, innovations, if a person doesn't make tawbah and istighfar on them, and he's convinced he's doing the right thing, then this is a very dangerous thing. Allah gives respite to people for two reasons. One is that they come to their senses and make tawbah. And that is, if that is in our case, that is a good thing. And the other thing is that they increase in their gunas, so their azab is also increased. And that is a very dangerous thing. Mimma khati'atihim. When all this had happened, Allah Ta'ala says, kuch wo apne gunaon se. Because some of their gunas, Allah did not take them to task for all their gunas, but for some of their gunas, for ughrifu. The boy again, and then they were drowned. The floods came in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا or دَعْلِقَي جَهَنَّمَ. And in the year after, they were thrown into the fire of Jahannam. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنصَارًا. پھر نہ پائے اپنے واسطے انہوں نے اللہ کے سوا کوئی مددگار. And then those idols did not come to their aid and help them when Allah's azab came. When the floods came, nobody knew where the idols were and the worshipped, and nobody knew where the worshippers were also. All were destroyed in that. So yeah, Allah warns us that we must be very careful. We must not go in the wrong direction and be guides of wrong. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, fortunate are those people, miftahul lil khair, who are the keys for good work, mighlaqul lil shar, and they lock the doors for evil. And very bad it is for those people who are the keys for evil and they lock the doors of goodness. So may Allah Ta'ala, where the easy starting point is tawbah and istighfar. And a person must daily be regular with his tawbah and istighfar, otherwise shaitan can mislead him terribly. Wa akhiru da'wana.